We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Going around the NFL, checking in on our training camp around the National Football League. Dave Lapham, Cincinnati Bengals color commentator. Dave, I apologize if I got your name pronounced incorrectly.
No, you're right. It's Lapham. You got it right.
Dave, how's the first camp for Zach Taylor going as the head coach?
Well, it started off pretty rough, to be honest with you, in terms of injury. He lost his number one and number two receiver the very first day of training camp. He lost John Ross to a pulled hamstring in a walkthrough, basically, in the morning. And then in the afternoon, they went up to Dayton for their very first practice. And that's where 100 years ago, the NFL played their first game up in Dayton, Ohio. And so they had a little practice going up there. And 45 minutes into practice, A.J. Green sprains his ankle real severely and has to have a procedure to clear bone chips out of there. And, you know, he's out 6 to 8 weeks. So right off the bat, he took a jab and an uppercut. But he's a resilient guy. I like what he's trying to do. I like, how he's trying to do it. But is he going to have enough bodies to get it done? That's going to be the key.
Now, Dave, with that being said, even before the injuries, is this a fair assessment that when you look at Coach Taylor, that maybe emphasizing more of the run? It seems like the first draft was focused on improving the running game when you include two linemen in the first four rounds. So what is your take on that? Is it almost like less of Andy Dalton is better, even though we know we have an Andy Dalton, or what?
You're right about, the draft and trying to emphasize the running game. And the other injury before training camp started, and OTA is Jonah Williams, tore his labrum, the number one pick, 11th pick of the draft out of Alabama. So he ripped his labrum up. He's out for the year. So like I said, I forgot about that one, really. The beginning of Zach Taylor's, first coaching season, there was a lot of severe injury. I mean, there were more number one picks on crutches and slings and watching practice and playing. We just talked about three of them, three number one draft choices that they don't even have participating. So, but you're right. I think it's a lot of what the Rams are doing, and that was built obviously on establishing that running game. And then they're marrying the play action pass very, very well to the running game. And they're going to get a lot of chunk plays on first and second down if they do get that running game going. And they had some opportunities for big chunks, in the first drive, and Andy underthrew one. He had a wide open receiver down the field on first down play action pass. It worked well. Corner bit on the run action, and he was beaten by about 10 yards. But sometimes, Bobby, those bunnies, those layups,
right?
Sometimes when guys are too open, just try to hit them right in the numbers and made them stop, and a little recoverability speed by the corner, and it wasn't executed. But then he came right back and hit 26-yard ball down to the 1 yard line, and they scored a touchdown. So the only drive he was in the game, they went 14 plays for 80 yards, and they're pretty good in so doing. So, the interesting thing, Zach Taylor was at Texas A&M, and Andy Dalton was at Katy High School in Texas playing football, and he went 18-1 as a starter, won a state championship, and lost in the championship game another time. And he was recruiting him hard at Texas A&M when he was down there, and he decided to go to TCU. So Zach Taylor's been evaluating Andy Dalton as a quarterback for a very long time. And he feels like he's a pretty good fit. It's quarterback friendly. It's offensive line friendly with his play action stuff. And one thing Andy does have, and he's had three different offensive coordinators the last 3 years.
Right.
And every one of them, when I talk to them, the first thing they say, man, this kid's the smartest kid in the room, man. He gets it. He understands the offense, understands what defenses are trying to do to stop it. He's got as much football IQ as anybody in the league at the quarterback position.
Now, Dave, when you look at the defensive side, and I look at the Bengals in the past, they've been very opportunistic as far as maybe they might be bending, but they get takeaways, and they can maybe compensate for giving up yardage. I'm a big fan of Geno Atkins, even before the knee injury, and he comes back from the knee injury. I played with his dad, Gene Atkins, me and Gene. He was that safety with the Dome Patrol. But where the Bengals are at, can they turn the defense around? I mean, to be kind, it was kind of atrocious last year. I mean, and I'm not hating. All I know is that Saints-Bengals game, it seemed like it was almost the varsity versus the JV at times.
It was ridiculous. You know, five state possessions, go down and score a touchdown, like a hot knife through butter. And that's basically, that game cost the defensive coordinator's job. And Coach Austin, it shocked me. I mean, he was trying to have rules for every exception to him. He had so much crap going on in these guys' heads. It was rigor mortis, man. They couldn't react. I mean, he just had them thinking way too much. You know,
Right.
This defensive line in the back end, they got number one picks in the back end. They've got Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap. They've got guys that can play. Linebacker, they got destroyed last year at the linebacker position with running backs and tight ends and looking against those linebackers in the passing game. And the linebackers are still very average, but their defensive line is way better than average, and their back end is as well. And today's NFL, that's a good start. But, man, I've never seen a defense play so non-confidently, unsure. You know, it's just and they had to make a change. They fired him, and now they tried to simplify. They got better as the season went on. Now Lou Anarumo comes in from New York Giants, and he's got a mix of what they were doing in Miami and with the Giants. And his whole thing is eliminate gray area. It's black and white. It's going to be simple. You guys are going to know what the hell you're doing. You're going to play fast. And last year they played far from fast. It was mystifying how bad they were. It was almost embarrassing because they had much better talent than they played. It was, would you say, atrocious or whatever?
It was kind of that game. I was like, whoa. Listen, the Saints were like, they looked like, come on, who's better than the Saints in the NFL? And it didn't look like, you know, you talk about parity in the NFL. There was no parity that game. Because the Saints are so efficient offensively, and you broke it down. But now, Dave, when you look at, the AFC North, and I know Cincinnati fans would hate to say this, but look at expectations where Cleveland's at right now. I don't think the Steelers are going, they're under the radar. I don't think they're going anywhere. And then obviously look at the Ravens. They'll knock a snot bubble. So it surely seems like this season an uphill battle within the division for the Bengals.
Yeah, and I think based on what you're saying, I could see 9-7 win the division. I see the division beating up on each other. I really could, you know. And I agree with you. I think Dorsey, the general manager up in Cleveland, has done as good a job as anybody in football. I mean, a year ago today, they were 0-16. I mean, they hadn't started the NFL season last year when they went 7-8-1. A year ago today, they still hadn't won a football game. Season before. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then what he's done in a 2-year stretch, and I did a lot of Oklahoma games, you know, looking at the Cowboys football offense. And Baker Mayfield now, the guy can play. And,
right.
And he's, the Bengals had him the number one quarterback on their board when he came out. And people were like, really? And I'm like, I'm telling you, man, this guy, he's got the it factor, you know. He's got a lot of juice. There's no doubt about it. But I just think Cleveland, there's so many big personalities there. I can see a deal, Bobby, where the Browns win a game 6-3, and Odell Beckham and everybody's bitching because they're not getting the ball, and Baker's bitching back at him. And you know, I mean, it's like all those personalities. It's a delicate thing, you know. One match could blow the whole thing up, and that's why I agree with you. I think Pittsburgh, for so many years, has got a culture, has got, you know, success, has got history. I would not rule out the Pittsburgh Steelers either by any stretch. And Baltimore, they've lost some defensive studs, but they've done a good job of reloading. And Harbaugh does a hell of a job. I think the division is a snootful. There's no doubt.
Dave Lapham, Bengals Radio Network color commentator. Dave, what's been the bright spot of camp? Has there been any?
Yeah, there has, really. I mean, I do like Zach's system, you know. I like the scheme. I like what they're doing. You know, they've had real good workouts offensively with the number ones, and they went in the game against Kansas City, and, you know, I ran 14 plays and scored and checked out. You know, that was the night. So I do think Joe Mixon led the conference in rushing last year, fourth in the NFL. He can catch the football. He's a willing blocker. He's a pretty complete back. And I think he's one of the better ones in the league, actually, that nobody really knows about. Giovanni Bernard is a good change of pace back to Joe Mixon. Do a lot of things in the passing game as well. Travion Williams, is back they drafted out of Texas A&M, is cut from the same cloth as Giovanni Bernard, maybe a little bit thicker, but 5'8", 5'9", type guy that weighs about, 215, 220. So if he were 6 feet tall, he'd be like a 235 guy. They get that low center of gravity, and they can thump you, get under your pads. It's like trying to tackle a pectoral and quadricep. There's no hidden surface there. This guy's pretty good, running right between the tackles, hiding between the tackles and all that. They got skill players. I mean, when A.J. comes back, if he stays healthy, Tyler Eifert, he's missed 34 games the last two seasons, it seems like. And, if he can come back and stay healthy, he's a weapon. Every snap he played, the Bengals started the season last year, they were 4-1. They averaged over 31 points a game, and they smoked the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. The Ravens stopped blitzing for 25 plays because Andy was toasting their butt, man, on pre-snap reads. And they flinched and didn't blitz. And they ended up number one in the NFL in defense. And they, with their pressure packages, and they backed off on that Thursday night game. Well, every snap Eifert took, Bobby, they went nickel. They never went base because he's such a mismatch.
Whoa.
So now you go, they go nickel, you bring them down the end of the line of scrimmage, you run the ball at their ass, So, I mean, he gave him a matchup problem. And if he can stay healthy, he's a heck of a weapon for him. But staying healthy is a big deal in this city. Everybody gets hurt.
Dave Lapham, Bengals Radio Network color analyst. Thanks for the time, man. Good insight, all right?
All right, Dave. Good to hear from you, man.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.